Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's a big problem, it's complicated, and we have to solve it now. That's the message today from Governor Deval Patrick at a statehouse hearing on one of his top priorities, getting control of rising healthcare costs.
I know that the members understand and share this sense of urgency, and I thank you all for that. The challenge before us is big, but we cannot be defeated by its complexity. We have solved problems like this before, and we can do it again.
WBUR's Martha Beeminger listened in today as lawmakers heard from the governor, his top lieutenants, and a wide variety of doctors, employers, hospital leaders, and consumers. All of them were debating the strengths and weaknesses of Governor Patrick's plan. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Sasha.
Martha, the governor wants to move most doctors and hospitals into larger networks, and these networks would be able to provide much of the care we need under one umbrella. And then doctors, rather than submit a bill for every service, would better manage the cost of our care. Why does the governor say this is the way to go?
He says that this will be better care for you and I, Sasha. It will be more coordinated, and we will get more of the care we need and less of what we don't need. And he says that with getting less of what we don't need, we will save money, making sure that all the tests and procedures are worthwhile, for example. That approach is supposed to lower costs. The whole cabinet, the governor's whole cabinet, is involved in this effort. And we heard very compelling testimony today from his Secretary for Housing and Economic Development, Greg Bialecki.
The health care cost crisis we're experiencing in Massachusetts is the primary roadblock to our continuing economic recovery.
Sasha, I heard one example of that at a forum last week from an employer who says for hourly wage workers who make between $15 and $20 an hour, he's paying $8 an hour on top of that for their health care benefits.
So, Martha, everything you've just described, as you know, there's a lot of agreement out there that we should be moving in this direction. In fact, all of the major insurers are now negotiating contracts that pay doctors and hospitals under a budget. But many of them are asking the legislature to hold off on parts of the governor's bill. So if there's this agreement, why do they want to hold off?
Because they want to do it on their own. They don't want government prescribing how it's done. And the bill would give the Division of Insurance the authority to look at some of the contracts that insurers negotiate with hospitals and say, nope, that's too much of an increase. We don't want you to go there. The hospitals are worried about that. Massachusetts Hospital Association President Lynn Nicholas says there's just too much regulation in the governor's bill.
And too much response on kind of forcing the market in a direction that, quite frankly, it's going to go on its own. We run the risk of really stifling that more than helping it along.
On the other hand, Sasha, you have many consumer and business groups who, not all the business groups, but many, who say they want more government regulation to be sure that we set a limit on the rising health care premiums they see too much of.
Now, according to Martha Coakley, the Attorney General, there's another problem with health care costs in Massachusetts. She says that we have to deal with the huge gap that exists between the reimbursements that the highly paid hospitals receive, like Children's and the Partners Health Care hospitals, and then the reimbursements that some of the community hospitals get, these community hospitals that are paid less, even though they often deliver the same quality care. What is Coakley proposing?
She says the focus should be on transparency, on making sure that you and I know how much we are spending or how much we have the option of spending when we need, for example, an MRI. The governor focuses on trying to make sure we don't get too many MRIs. Coakley is saying, look, let's look at how much that MRI costs and make sure that there is more uniformity in what it costs, or at least that people know that there's a big gap. She doesn't exactly say how she wants to do that, but that's where she would focus.
At the hearing today, many of the legislators agreed with Governor Patrick that the state has to deal with this problem soon. But many of those lawmakers are also making clear that they plan to make some changes. Are they promising to pass a bill soon?
Depends on what you mean by soon. you might recall that the governor originally said he wanted something this summer. Lately, he's saying this fall. Some of the House members have said maybe next spring. Today, we had veteran healthcare lawmaker Richard Moore talk about the timing, and I think optimistically he might say the end of this year.
We'd like to do it this year if we can. I don't know if you know, given the complexity, whether that's realistic. I don't think we should rush to put something out there just to say we did it.
But we are going to see a series of these hearings around the state now through June, and then the lawmakers start to come up with some version of their way to control healthcare spending. So this will be the focus of a lot of attention on Beacon Hill for some time.
Martha, thank you, and I know you'll keep us filled in as the months go on.
Thank you, Sasha.
That's WBUR's Martha Beeminger.